Good evening. It's 6 o'clock for WXPR News. I'm Miranda Vanderleest. The weather has slowed the beginning of the Rhinelander streetscape project for this season, but an official says it still will be done in time for the July 4th parade downtown. A significant construction project redid the underground infrastructure downtown, and an initial paving of the streets took place. City Director of Public Works Tim Kingman says crews are beginning the second and final phase. He says they intended on beginning the project on April 15th, but lousy weather slowed the construction.
What that means to a general person in the city is that we will be closing the Davenport Street Bridge on May 8th, and that will probably be the most visible thing that's occurring in this construction season for us this year.
Davenport Street is the middle of three bridges crossing the Wisconsin River and has a significant amount of daily traffic. He says the rest of the work includes resurfacing the streets with a final cover and doing touch-ups on the concrete.
All this work is still on track, where we would be finishing up sometime in the middle of June. We're looking very much forward to a July 4th parade in our new facilities.
Kingman says the construction schedule was set up with some flexibility in it, but the bad weather has used up some of that flexibility. He says unlike the extended street closures last year, this year's work will only interfere a day or two. As the summer tourism season approaches, two Lakeland area groups are bringing in an expert to get businesses prepared for the influx of summer tourists. The Marywood Franciscan Spirituality Center in Arborvita and the Minocqua Chamber of Commerce are bringing in the Director of Corporate Communications, Leadership Development, and Training for the Quick Trip Company, John McHugh. Sister Elizabeth Amon is director at Marywood and one of the sponsors of McHugh's appearance in Minocqua. McHugh is on the Marywood board, and she felt it would be an informative session to bring a customer relations to talk to the area.
One day he said he'd be willing to help us out, do whatever he could, and just give him a call. So here we are. I asked him, and he said yes. And we thought, as a staff here at Marywood, customer relations would be a great thing for him to talk about, because we are very aware that we live in a tourist area, and customer relations is probably a critical piece of continuing businesses.
Sister Amon says while treating people well should happen year-round, the summer has new challenges for businesses.
You know, you have the folks you see all the time, and, you know, you can just be friendly like your next-door neighbors and family and all that. But then when you have a whole new group of people here, you have to be really on your toes to be aware. These are potential customers and people that we'd like to see come back again. So you put on your extra good hat, so to speak.
The admission proceeds go to the Marywood Franciscan Spirituality Center. The event is Friday, May 5th at 1:30 at the Point Hotel in Minocqua. More information is available at Marywood or at the Minocqua Chamber of Commerce. Retailers selling tobacco products have a new resource to help them teach their employees to not sell tobacco to minors. The free website, smokecheck.org, has been replaced by wytobaccocheck.org. WXPR's Ken Kroll reports.
Maria Otterholt is a member of the Northwoods Tobacco Free Coalition. She says the training is still free, but new features for tobacco retailers include the ability to create a new store account, monitor employee training progress, and download employee training certificates.
We have a brand new website that we are releasing here. It's called wytobaccocheck.org. It is the same type of website that we had with our smokecheck.org, but it actually is going to allow our tobacco retailers to really do some better education and training for their employees to make sure no one is selling tobacco products to minors.
The redesigned website was chosen to include other tobacco types beyond cigarettes that are increasingly popular with young people. In Wisconsin, 13% of Wisconsin high school students report smoking e-cigarettes compared to 8.1% who are smoking cigarettes.
And it's just completely free, and we really encourage them to go on to the new website and set up their store account. It's about three simple steps there. It kind of walks you right through it, and then their employees can read about the law and really understand tobacco sales in the state of Wisconsin and how they can avoid those hefty fines by making sure that sales don't occur.
The consequences for not following Wisconsin's tobacco sales law can be severe, including fines up to $500 or suspension of the license. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
In your forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy skies, eventually becoming mostly clear with lows around 26 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs near 61. That's your news for this Tuesday evening. Stick around for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. For WXPR News, I'm Miranda Vanderleest.